It's time for the Dr. Linda Mental Show.
Dr. Linda and Chris are on vacation this week, so we present this encore presentation of a program from January 30th, 2016. The topic, Fighting Discouragement.
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Linda Mental Show. I'm your host, Dr. Linda Mental, the relationship doctor. And I'm here along with my co-host, Chris Weigel, where every weekend, Chris and I are here, and we're doing life together. And we're really glad that you've joined us.
Yeah, Dr. Linda, it's great to be back.
And we're really glad that you've joined us.
Yeah, this time of year can really be a downer.
If you're picturing Eeyore on Winnie the Pooh, that's what he's looking like in the booth today.
Good to be here.
Yeah, well, you got to get some energy up, Chris. What's wrong?
I'm a little discouraged. I'm fighting discouragement today.
We are, and that is our topic. It's easy to get discouraged, isn't it?
It is, yes. Definitely.
It is. Are you really discouraged?
No, no.
Okay,
it
good.
It was just a topical type thing.
Don't call in. Don't email us and say, Chris needs help. Time for an antidepressant. Okay. We're not going to do that. But it may be time for an antidepressant for some people listening.
Right.
So I don't want to make light of that because we're going to get into this whole notion of fighting depression. It is tough this time of year, isn't it?
It definitely is. Right after the holidays.
Yeah.
Not as much daylight.
A lot of people feel down after the holidays. All the buildup to Thanksgiving and Christmas, and everybody's all excited. And then January comes. And I tell you what, on those first couple of days in January when that sun goes down at 4:30, I'm depressed.
No doubt.
You leave your home in the morning in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
You come home in the dark.
You know, my office has no windows.
Oh, so that's even worse. Yeah, your office is very dark.
Very dark.
It is.
Cave-type place.
It is.
Yes.
It's kind of creepy when I walk in there.
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot. You know, you've got the seasonal thing, which we'll talk about, and then it's past the holidays.
Yeah.
So there's that letdown.
Yeah.
But then there's just life stuff that can get in the way as
there
well.
There is. I know that I struggled with 7 years of infertility.
Wow.
And I tell you what, month after month, of hoping and wanting and believing that something was going to happen, it was very hard not to get discouraged. I gave into that a few times, and I really had to get myself, using the tips that we're going to talk about today, I really had to get myself back to a good place on a regular basis.
I had a grandfather. He and I were like buddies.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, people tell me all the time, you know, you remind me of your grandfather. He died on December the 4th.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And this was years ago.
Oh, okay.
But it was that time of year where the days get shorter and darker. Then that happened. So, yeah, this time of year is definitely a time when we fight discouragement.
It is. If you're listening, you may have had bad news from a job. Maybe you're struggling financially. I mean, we're starting to get those statements in for our taxes. That can be kind of a depressing and discouraging thing. But maybe somebody whose health is failing, or you're in a relationship struggle, or there are family issues coming up. Discouragement is really universal, isn't it?
It is.
We all feel it. There are times when we all feel it. We have to work on fighting it and not letting it get to us, because if you're human, you're going to have moments and times of discouragement. So we want to help you today really guard against that. Not that discouragement isn't going to come, but find ways to pick yourself up, to get out of that mode so that it doesn't lead to something that could be a much more serious depression.
As always, we want you to be a part of the program. Here's what one listener said this week about fighting discouragement.
Don't get discouraged. You just don't let things bother you. Keep going.
Keep on going.
She's very optimistic, isn't she? I think that's good that she has that kind of optimism, but I don't know if it's always that easy, but I love that attitude. We need to adopt that attitude of confidence and optimism of don't let it get you, keep going. Sometimes I think we need the help of another person to do that, don't you too?
Oh, yeah. Don't do it alone.
Don't do it alone. That's why we're doing life together.
Here's what Webster says about discouragement. He says it's the deprivation of confidence, hope, and spirit.
The deprivation of. So when we're deprived of that, when we're lacking confidence, when we're lacking hope, if we're lacking in doubting God and wondering where God is in those moments where we feel so discouraged, a lot of times our thought process is, God, where are you? Are you going to act? Those are a lot of times the thoughts that lead to that. Certainly, there are many, many times, as we've mentioned, in our lives where we have to guard against that loss of hope and that confidence. it's hard this time of year. And I'm going to go back to a little bit of why in terms of these dark winter months. There's very little light. And in fact, Chris, because of that, the winter months bring on a type of depression. Have you ever heard this term, seasonal affective disorder?
Yes, the acronym is SAD. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And that's what it stands for, seasonal affective disorder. So seasonal means it's in the winter months. Although there are some people who have this seasonal affective disorder in the spring and summer. It's just rare. It means seasonal, and then affective disorder means you just have a mood disorder or a depression that's going along with that. The cause of this isn't exactly known, but we know that it involves having less light in the winter season. And although some people get this type of depression, you really have to look at, am I getting the type of light that I need?
Right.
Because that is going to be one of the treatments for this, is getting more light. And most of us listening to this are in these northern climates. And so you think about the northern states and the Great Lakes states where light is deprived in the wintertime. It's like I said, if you're waking up, it's dark and you're not getting out much. And to go out when the wind chill was minus 21...
Chilly. A little cool.
I'm not exactly going out there and standing in the light
right.
at those wind chill temperatures. But in some ways, that's kind of what we have to do, is you have to dress for it. Maybe not in minus 20 degree weather, but dress for it and get out there. Here's where you can suspect, do I have this issue? Am I wanting to sleep all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Is my appetite increasing? Am I craving carbohydrates? That's a hard one for me because I crave carbohydrates all the time, regardless of the season.
I think I really do suffer from this.
Yeah. Are you gaining weight? And is your mood down? And is it down in a seasonable pattern? So that's the key here. Mm-hmm. If you notice that you only feel this way in the wintertime, then you should check with a mental health therapist or go see your doctor, because the treatment is pretty easy. It involves getting more light, and it's pretty easy to do.
Here's what a listener said about getting out during this time of year.
When I'm feeling discouraged or down, I like to go outside and be outside and go for a walk.
See, that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're like me and you have a dog, you have to go outside and take the dog for a little bit of a walk. Dogs are good for that kind of pushing you to get outside. But you can ice skate, you can sled, you can make snowmen, and you can shovel your driveway, and you're going to get some light. If you can get outside a little bit this time of year, it's great. And I just find it so fascinating that light treatment helps this type of depression, because that's a great metaphor for the light of the world,
who is
Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Is the light of the world the main treatment for our discouragement?
Yes.
Probably so.
Our social media question this week, Dr. Linda, was, what do you do to fight discouragement? And Stephanie's tip goes right along with what we're talking about. She says, make sure to get sunshine when the sun's out. Even if it's cold, stand by a window.
So she's got the right idea of trying to get to that light. We're going to go into other things after the break, but I just want to say one other point before we go to the break about this. And that is, if you can do anything, try to get some sleep. Because fatigue is one of those things that wears us down emotionally, physically, and even spiritually. One thing you can do to help yourself in the middle of this darker season is to get more sleep.
This is the Dr. Linda Mental Show. Thanks for being with us again this weekend. Today we're talking about fighting discouragement. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
We hope you're enjoying this week's encore presentation of a program about fighting discouragement. Dr. Linda will be back next week with a new program.
Hey, it's Dr. Linda Mental from the Dr. Linda Mental Radio Show, here on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. on Faith Radio. Join the conversation for our shows by commenting on questions and show topics posted on social media. Go to myfaithradio.com, click on my show, and leave your comments in the comment box. Or click on one of the social media icons and leave your comments on Facebook or Twitter. We'd love to hear from you.
This is an encore presentation of the Dr. Linda Mental Show, a show that originally aired on January 30th, 2016. The topic, fighting discouragement.
Welcome back to the Dr. Linda Mental Show. Today we're talking about fighting discouragement. And before the break, Dr. Linda, you mentioned that one of the side effects of seasonal affective disorder is drowsiness and being sleepy.
Mm-hmm.
But then you said one of the best ways to get around discouragement And to fight it is to get enough rest.
Ah, good catch.
So how do we work through that?
So let's be a little clearer with that. Mm-hmm. It's one of the signs when you're sleeping more than usual.
Oh, I see.
So one of the recommendations is to go to bed on a regular time, get up on a regular time, and get the type of sleep that you actually need for yourself. Mm-hmm. But if you find yourself getting that sleep and wanting to continue to sleep through the normal hours, then you're in trouble. That's when you need to start thinking maybe there's more going on.
Got it. Okay. Right. As we move along, one of the things that leads to discouragement in life can be our circumstances. They play a huge role.
That's true. It's really easy to get discouraged when things are not going the way we want them to go. Like we talked about, if you lose a job, or if your boss is really awful with you, these life circumstances that you're in, fires and tornadoes and all kinds of things that have happened, and they're in a very difficult place. But when that happens, Chris, I do think about the story in the Bible when Paul wrote from a prison cell. Hmm. Here he is. He's in prison. That'd be a pretty bad circumstance, don't you think?
Typically speaking, yes.
Yeah, and he was unfairly accused. And so he's in prison. He could be put to death. And what does he write? What scripture does he write? Do you know?
Oh, don't do that to me.
Yeah, that's a quiz.
I don't know which book
we're
talking about.
I love giving you quizzes. Have you noticed the theme? I give you quizzes all the time.
See, now I'm fighting more discouragement.
And no pressure here, but your children want to know if you know Bible verses. Oh, okay.
Right. They do,
do
ask
you know?
It.
It's a song.
I have no idea.
It's rejoice in the Lord always. Okay. So rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. He wrote that in a prison cell.
Right.
That's pretty amazing to me. When we're really in bad circumstances, sometimes what I do is I remember that Paul wrote, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. And that a lot of times encourages me.
Part of discouragement is experiencing failure, which I just did. How do we guard against that?
Who's keeping score, though, right?
I'm really trying to move along here, Dr. Linda.
I wanted you to feel failed so you could talk about this segment with some emotion.
I can speak from experience now, for sure. How do we fight against feelings of failure?
We're joking about it, but it really is something that can be very, very discouraging. I'm not exactly a huge Dallas Cowboy fan, but I did like Tom Landry when he was the coach.
Right.
And here's one of the quotes that he said, "We don't learn very much from the games that we win." So the Dallas Cowboys must be really learning a lot right now. He says there is truth in that, that we don't learn very much from the games that we win. Failure has many lessons to teach us, and we can grow stronger from it if we're open to allowing God's truth to work in our lives. Mm-hmm. It's all in the way we choose to look at the failure.
Right.
That's pretty profound.
Definitely. And you mentioned earlier that you had to fight discouragement when you dealt with infertility for 7 years. What about those times when we feel like God's intervention is delayed?
I struggle with that a lot as a Christian. I think that's because I sort of feel like I know what the timeline should be for getting my prayers answered.
Right.
And I'm always checking with God, are you there? Are you going to answer this in due time or whatever? So we tend to put God in a box, and we think that we know better than he does when things are supposed to happen. But in Habakkuk 2:3, God says, and I love this, and I read this scripture over and over when I was dealing with infertility to help fight discouragement.
Mm-hmm.
"These things I plan for your life won't happen right away." Okay, God says that right away. It's not going to happen maybe right away. "Slowly, steadily, surely, the time approaches when the vision will be fulfilled. If it seems slow, do not despair, for these things will surely come to pass. Just be patient. They will be overdue not a single day. God's timing is perfect, and delay is not a denial." Isn't that good?
Oh, it's comforting.
That must be the Message version, because that doesn't sound like King James when I was reading that.
Yeah.
But I love that, because I used to read that chapter over and over. The vision will be accomplished. Don't get discouraged. It may feel slow. It might not be in the time that you think, but these things will surely come to pass.
Right.
What a great word of encouragement from the Lord.
Absolutely. It's the Dr. Linda Mental Show. Today we're talking about fighting discouragement. And let's talk about a few more general ways to respond
to feeling discouraged. One of the things is when we're feeling really discouraged, and we could use any circumstance in our life, even a failure, and it's kind of what Tom Landry was referring to, that we have a choice.
Right.
We really have a choice. We can mope around, we can groan, we can get upset. And I think that's a lot of what the children of Israel did. If we think about a biblical example, They complained. They whined.
Definitely.
They ran around that mountain a lot of times.
And we read about that and say, what's wrong with those people?
Yeah.
We do the same thing
That's
every day.
That's exactly right. A lot of times it is a choice to look at the situation positively. If we say, like that scripture just taught us, okay, God, I don't see it. It feels like it's late, but you're in this. It's going to be fulfilled. You're going to work this out in my life. All things work together. All the scriptures that we know. If we choose to look at our situation positively, then we can get invigorated. We can bring in some encouragement in our life, and it will really help us with the present distress.
This week in the social media, Donna says, make yourself praise and worship God, even if you don't feel like it.
I love that.
Yes.
I think that is a good prescription, and it's obviously a wonderful prescription because it's in the Bible.
Right.
It says, put on what? The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness.
Mm-hmm.
So there's lots of scriptures about the importance of praise and worship, and we don't do it based on what we feel. We do it because of who God is and what he's done in our life. The best solution, in my mind, in some ways, is just to really focus on praising and worshiping God.
How important is it to have people go right along with you during a season of discouragement?
I think it's critical because I know there's a lot of this kind of self-psychology out there where you're supposed to become your own cheerleader, pat yourself on the back, and say everything is great. But I think that there is so much into having other people in your life who can really be that encouraging voice when you need that voice. And here's someone who talks about that.
I'll always encourage. And first, you have to find out what they're discouraged about. But in order to fight it, you have to encourage an individual. Self-encouragement is always the best.
I don't know if I agree with that. Do you agree with that? Because sometimes I think what happens, especially when you're fighting depression, when you start focusing on someone else and you start to encourage them, you find that your own spirit gets encouraged.
Right.
I don't know if I agree with that, but I think it's always good to encourage yourself. Now, we're going to suggest, we're going to talk about this more in the last segment, encourage yourself in the Lord, rather than a lot of positive self-psychology where you just build yourself up. Because I think the Bible is clear about when you focus on other people, a lot of times you do a whole lot better. A positive attitude is certainly what we need. But
right.
I do think that focusing on other people might be a good strategy.
Elaine mentioned writing down the good things that happen. And then when she gets discouraged, she reads through the book and reminds herself of the faithfulness of God.
I did that. I did a gratitude journal. Do you remember we talked about
yes,
that?
We did.
In the month
That's right.
of November, I did that journal. And I went back and I read through it and I felt myself being encouraged.
Sarah does the same thing. She reflects on all the things that she's thankful for, which you just mentioned, and all the things that God has done for her.
Yeah, even if you don't write it down, if you force your mind to say, what has God done for me lately? There was a song like that, wasn't there? What have you done for me lately?
Oh.
That was the song. But if you substitute and you say, what has God done for me lately?
Right.
I think you can sit and come up with a list, and that's going to encourage you.
Now, Sydney, she enjoys watching Disney movies.
She gets encouraged by Disney movies. Well, hey,
right.
you know what? Because it depends on the Disney movie.
Do the people we associate with, before we go to the break, have an impact on the way we feel?
Yeah, I really think don't associate with negativity because you are going to get down. You're going to get discouraged. When you're around negative people, that rubs off on you. That's a strategy. If you've got too many negative people in your life, find an encourager. Find someone positive. Hang around them.
That's what Bola says. She talks to more spiritually mature friends.
The people that are encouragers.
Right.
Yeah, good idea.
Mm-hmm.
She also says she watches a movie.
Oh, she watches Disney movies and prays.
She didn't say Disney. She just said she watches the movie.
She wraps it all into one big package. There.
Yeah.
What's the Dr. Linda Mental Show? Today we're talking about fighting discouragement. We've got plenty more coming up. Don't go away.
Dr. Linda and Chris are on vacation this week, so we present this encore presentation of a show about fighting discouragement that originally aired January 30th, 2016. This is the Mental Health Minute. Here's Dr. Linda.
Social media can be a real source of jealousy in our culture. It's so easy to be envious of a friend's fitness progress, a family member's new car, or a colleague's promotion. Hi, I'm Dr. Linda Mental, the relationship doctor, and I know I'm not the only one who plays the comparison game on social media. But if our self-worth is measured in the number of hearts our Instagram gets, we're missing the point, big time. Instead of obsessing over the number of thumbs up you get, ask yourself, are my actions worthy of a thumbs up from God? I promise you, he doesn't care what your outfit of the day is, or if you're drinking your first Starbucks red cup of the season. God already gave you a double tap when he knit you in your mother's womb. And the only filter we need is Christ himself, who erases our imperfections and makes us holy. Having lots of followers is great, but remember, God asked us to follow him first. And you can tweet that.
This is an encore presentation of the Dr. Linda Mental Show, a program that originally aired January 30th, 2016. Dr. Linda will be back next week with a new program.
And this is the Dr. Linda Mental Show. Thanks for being with us again this week. And today we're talking about fighting discouragement. And here are some practical tips from our listeners on social media. Carla says she cleans the house.
I like that.
It's a great idea.
She can come and help me do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really. Sherry says when she gets discouraged, she tries to exercise to improve her mood. Catherine says the same thing. She goes out and runs.
Nice.
And then Kathy says, do something for someone else. It will get out the feelings of discouragement. You know, Dr. Linda, discouragement comes easy.
It does. It does.
Our natural tendency is to feel defeated when things are tough. But in Philippians 2, verses 13 and 14, it tells us that God works in us for his good pleasure and that we are to do all things without complaining and disputing. And he wants us to have his best for our lives.
Well, I've been working with Chris all through the break. You guys didn't hear it. He was upset that he didn't get the question on failure right. So here you are. You're all discouraged
still,
about that.
Still having a bad day.
You have to apply that Philippians 2:13-14 here.
Stop complaining and stop disputing.
That's right. And yes. God's working through you. Take it to your everyday life. When you're having these things, use those scriptures and see what God's doing. What happens when we get discouraged is we're quick to doubt God.
Right.
And then what happens is we do let go of his word. So if I said to you, you're focusing on failure, Chris, what does God say about you? You could answer that question. You could say, here's what God says about me.
Right.
He's for me. He's not against me. He's working things for my good. All of those good things. And yet we don't put that into our brain when we feel discouraged. So that is the key. Take those things that we know about God. Our complaints lead to negative thinking. That's how we feel defeated. So we've got to take the word of God. We've got to renew our mind with the word of God so that we're not wandering around in the wilderness like the children of Israel we talked about.
Right.
They didn't get into the promised land. The promised land was the place of encouragement.
Yeah,
they didn't get there because they were complaining all the time. If you find yourself wandering in a spiritual or an emotional desert, stop complaining about your life. That's very, very important. We've got to walk by faith, not by sight. We talked about circumstances. Don't get caught up in those circumstances. Keep your eyes on who God is and what he says he's going to do in your life. And then we talked about worship. So begin to praise God for who he is. He's our healer. He's our provider. He's a strong tower. He's a father to the fatherless. I mean, if you just start reading scripture, you are going to feel encouraged. And then stand on his promises and thank him for what he's doing, what he's going to do, what he's done in the past. That's how you activate your faith. So that's how we begin to encourage ourselves.
When we are discouraged, we're saying it can't be done.
Yeah.
And that's the exact opposite of what God said in his word.
That's exactly right. That's what doubt is. And that's why doubt is such an important root to recognize when we're starting to feel down. The Bible tells us that we have to resist discouragement and that we're going to have to fight it. So it doesn't say you're going to have a great life, nothing ever bad is going to happen. If you're a Christian, all your troubles are over. It says we're going to have to fight these things. My parents taught me nothing worthwhile ever happens without trying to endure and to use that energy to say, I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to give up.
That's the reason for scriptures like, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
We're going to run through a couple of these just to encourage you as you're listening right now. God says, lo, I am with you always. Just take that right there. I'm with you always. He never leaves you. He never abandons you. He's with you even right now.
And God knows us best, he says. With men, it's impossible, but not with God, for with God, all things are possible.
That's such a great one. That's found in Mark 10:27, if you want to mark that and use that. The scriptures tell us to meditate on the word day and night. Now, let me stop there. Meditate on the word day and night. So what are we doing when we meditate? We're reading a scripture. We're putting it into our mind. We're combating those negative thoughts that we have, and we're saying to the enemy sometimes who comes in and tries to discourage us, who's the accuser according to Scripture? The accuser is
Satan.
Is Satan. Mm-hmm. He comes in to destroy us, to discourage us, to tell us that we're in a hopeless situation. One of the things, you've got to fight discouragement with the Word of God. Remember that parable, the unjust judge who daily refused to hear that woman's pleas because, I don't know, did he think she was annoyed? I don't know why he wouldn't hear her pleas. When I read that story, I was going, why wouldn't he do that?
Right.
But she just kept pleading.
Mm-hmm.
And he eventually ruled on her behalf. I think part of that parable is to teach us to always pray and to never give in and not faint, just not grow weary.
You know, David in the book of Psalms talks to himself in a way that uplifts his soul. He tells his soul.
I know. Isn't that a great way to say
right.
it?
He tells his soul to bless the Lord and to remember the benefits of serving God.
David wrote this psalm to encourage himself in the Lord. And for me, that's a model that I have to look at. Instead of focusing on all of his problems, and David had a few problems going on,
right.
he decides to engage his will, and he decides he's going to rehearse the goodness of God. Let's just pick that psalm apart a little bit because it's such a helpful one. It begins with, "Praise the Lord, all my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Right there, Chris, it's what we were talking about, worshiping God and reminding ourselves of all his benefits. Then he speaks to his soul and reminds himself of all the things that God does for the people that are faithful to God. So if you're feeling discouraged right now, you need to encourage yourself in the Lord. Use Psalm 103 and apply it to your life. So let's look at Psalm 103. Why should we be encouraged? Well, he forgives all my sins. So there's no need to live in condemnation or guilt. The past is forgiven. It's gone. He heals all my diseases. So a bad report is still subject to the healing power of Christ.
Right.
We have hope, even in the midst of bad news. He redeems my life from the pit. And in the process, he crowns me with love and compassion, according to the psalm. He satisfies my desires with good things. He renews my youth like the wings of an eagle. God is renewing us. He satisfies our good things. This is just a partial list of all the benefits that come with serving God. Here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
Bad news can come. Life gets crazy. Things can be stressful. But we have to remember who we serve and the blessings that come from being one of God's. Does that feel like it helps you, just encourage you even right now?
Definitely.
Just going over those scriptures. As we were going over those scriptures, I felt my spirit just lifting and going, okay, God, let me refocus my mind on who you are and what you've done for me. If you're going to remember anything from this program, remember to fight discouragement, do what David did. Encourage yourself in the Lord, and then encourage other people along the way. I hope that helped you. I hope you got a few tips today on what you can do to fight discouragement and encourage other people along the path. That's all the time we have for today. Many thanks to our producer, Pam Miller and Katie Reschetko, our engineer, Caleb Carpenter, our man on the street, Derek Battle, and our social media director, Hannah Duke. And thanks, of course, to my co-host, Chris Weigel. From all of us here at Faith Radio, we'll talk to you next week. In the meantime, remember, we're doing life together, and it's better when you don't have to do it alone.
The Dr. Linda Mental Show is a production of WQLU-FM 90.9 in Lynchburg, Virginia.